Lawmakers have stressed that there's a good opportunity for the 5+1 group to engage in negotiations with Iran by paying attention to the Iranian nation's sensitivities. 201 Majlis or parliament representatives, in a statement, urged the 5+1 group countries to seize the existing opportunity to help settle the nuclear issue. In the statement read in the Majlis on Tuesday morning, the lawmakers expressed their support for the country's peaceful nuclear program and the policies adopted by the Supreme National Security Council. They reiterated that imposing sanctions and issuing resolutions will not bear fruit and will only force the Iranian legislators to make similar decisions vis-a-vis the additional protocol. The statement said U.S. and its allies, without any logic and based on their political objectives, are trying to violate the right of the Iranian nation. And a top advisor to Iran's supreme leader called on Iranian officials not to fall in the trap of making provocative remarks about the nuclear issue. In an interview with the Jomhuri Islami newspaper, Ali Akbar Velayati said the officials and the political experts need to avoid provocative and illogical declarations and slogans. Velayati, who served as foreign minister from 1981 to 1997, said the 5+1 group takes into consideration every word, declaration, and slogan, and we have to give more careful statements. Velayati, the longest-serving foreign minister in the history of the Islamic Republic, did not mention any particular official by name. A senior official of Iran's foreign ministry said on Tuesday that Israel is responsible for the abduction of Iranian diplomats in Lebanon in 1982. Now, Mohammad Ali Hosseini told reporters that the move was a clear violation of international rules and regulations. Iran's chargé d'affaires to Beirut, Mohsen Mousavi, Iranian diplomat Taghi Rastegar Mukaddam, the country's military attaché Ahmad Mutavassilian, and Irna photojournalist Kazem Akhavan were kidnapped in Beirut in 1982 while being escorted by the Lebanese police on their way back home from a mission in northern Lebanon. Hosseini noted that Tehran has made great efforts in the past 26 years to clarify the fate of the kidnapped Iranian nationals and will continue to follow up the case. Tehran has urged international organizations, including the UN, to exert pressure on the Tel Aviv regime to clarify the whereabouts of the abducted Iranians. The Iranian spokesman also condemned British government's granting knighthood on the apostate writer Salman Rushdie. Rushdie, with his anti-religion and anti-Islam writings in the 1980s, severely insulted Muslim sentiments across the world. The Iranian spokesman stressed that the current insults to Islam are all consequences of Britain's wrong and bellicose policies. Chairman of Iran's Expediency Council, Hashemi Rafsanjani, stressed on Tuesday that the Islamic Republic has always relied on Iranian nation and their presence on crucial scenes to thwart enemy threats. In a meeting with a number of foreign elites and Muslim scholars, Ayatollah Rafsanjani underlined the need for the Islamic nations to upgrade their scientific knowledge and to promote Islamic culture across the world. Rafsanjani, who is also chairman of the Leadership Experts Assembly, added that in the Middle Ages, Western societies made use of Muslim nations' culture and sciences to uplift their status and leave behind the era of ignorance and darkness. He further urged Islamic nations to maintain their unity and empathy to guarantee Islamic development and hinder intervention of extremists who are trying to sow discord among Muslim nations. Israel again sealed off Gaza crossing on Tuesday in what it called a response to a Palestinian rocket attack a day earlier. Military authorities closed the three border crossing points that had been used mainly to deliver humanitarian aid. And now a UN investigation committee on Tuesday drew a gloomy image.